Heidi and Frank
are back.
Right here.
Right here.
Right now.
Right now.
On Southern California's rock station, 95.5 KLOS.
Heidi and Frank show just gave Cheryl, a listener since the beginning of time, a fake Tiffany necklace that Heidi got in the mail randomly. And she said it was the highlight of her year. That's how bad 2020 is, folks.
Yes.
So as bad as it's been, this pandemic, you know, hasn't been all bad. I want you to think. I want you to really dig deep into the year. Okay. And have you discovered a silver lining? Are you one of these people who is glass half full all the time? And so even though this year has really sucked major dongs, have you found the silver lining? Are you still, you know, walking on sunshine? You always, you wake up in the day and just be, you're glad to be alive because this, you know, because, well, I guess that's, you're alive still. You don't, maybe you're
there's
not
a silver lining.
Maybe you've valued your health more this year. What is a silver lining? 818-955-KLOS. Maybe you can help us see it as well. And the listening audience is out there struggling. A lot of people are struggling with, you know, mentally right now by having to be at home alone. You can't go out and do the same things you can. But maybe if you put out what you're feeling, the silver lining that you found, maybe that person will be like, you know what? They're right. I'm not going to mope around anymore and feel sorry for myself.
A new day.
818-955-5567. COVID silver linings. 818-955-KLOS. Anybody got one? No. Johnny. Hey,
Johnny.
I've saved some money.
You saved money?
Yeah. I haven't gone out and just spent random money frivolously.
Yep.
That's close enough.
Yeah,
close we know what enough. You're talking about.
Yeah, like if I go to the 99
cents. You might want to spend some of that on Hooked on Phonics.
I might.
Head down to Cumin.
I might do that.
Kumon, whatever the hell it is.
If I go to like to the dollar store, you know, I mean, it's all a dollar, so you're like, I'll buy 30 things.
Right.
And you're not doing that.
$30. Not doing that anymore.
Yeah, staying in a lot more, which obviously I think probably would say spending time with friends and family. I mean, you're close. I actually found out who your closest friends are, because those are the ones that, you know, your group of 10 or smaller. So if you did have a 4th of July barbecue, it's like, well, we're the group of 10 or smaller that's always been hanging out. So we know that we're okay.
Where
even though
been.
Even though we're all kind of scattered. Like, we come to work, and then we scatter in our own directions, covering, you know, parts of Southern California, each of us.
Right.
And then we come back to work every day. So I guess, but we could be exposed to something. But we hang out together.
Mm-hmm.
If we're going to have a barbecue, I'd be comfortable with everybody coming over to my house and exposing you to my family. Would you be comfortable with all of us going to your house, Johnny, exposing us to your family?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Eric?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We
I mean, just us.
Yeah, right.
And just the people you live with.
Yeah.
Yeah, this weekend there's a UFC fight. It's going to be awesome. And so one of my buddies called me up, who normally has the fight. He's like, yeah, I'm going to have the fight this weekend when if you want to come over. He's like, I know if you're, I'll understand if you don't want to, because and so it's just so tempting.
I know.
To go and do the, I mean, because it's, I mean, it's going to be a great card.
Oh, God, so good.
And
on the island, too, on Fight Island.
On Fight Island.
Can't wait.
I did see a picture of Fight Island. They have the octagon outside, like right there on the beach.
Oh, I haven't seen that. Really?
Yeah.
Well, that'll be a
real Fight Island's a real thing. So, yeah, it's going to happen on Saturday, and it's going to be a great card. So, but I guess I have responsibility to you guys.
That's right.
So I can't be going hanging out with a bunch of people that I haven't been hanging out with a lot. He's like, I haven't seen you for like 3 months. Just wanted to check in. How you doing?
Yeah.
My old neighbor, Brett. You remember Brett.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have out of the garage days. Lived across the street. Still lives there. So.
That's right. Yeah.
COVID silver linings. Let's think about this. Cheer each other up a little bit. Let's go to Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hey, how you doing, Frank? Heidi, and hi, guys.
We're all good. Hi.
So what's your COVID silver lining?
My COVID... I stopped. You might not agree with me, Frank, or something, but I quit hard liquor.
Oh, all right.
I hung up on him.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Chris, never call again.
We don't allow quitters on this show, okay, sir?
You quit hard liquor? I said silver linings. That's, for me, that's a total negative. Well, I mean, you quit wine, though. I mean, I guess you can relate to Chris. Is that a good thing for you, or you still think it's a bad thing?
Well, I'm not quitting forever. I don't know if he's quitting forever, and I mean...
I think you've had self-awareness enhanced, where it's like...
Yeah.
Without all the other distractions of the world, you know, pre-COVID, you were able to basically be at home and really do a mental diary of your day.
Yeah.
And go, what am I doing all day long? Well, I'm eating pita chips.
Yeah, I don't need that. So I think I might have a glass of wine before the 30 days is up, but I'm not going to have a pita chip, and I'm not going to have a loaf of bread, and I'm not, you know. But yeah, I think there is that, and just a self-awareness, and it's like, do I really need this? And I think Jordan told me yesterday, because Jordan's trying to quit smoking, and he said what's helped him is when you're craving, like let's say I'm craving, I want to go pour a bowl of pita chips, which I got everything out of my house anyway.
You pour bowls of like a cereal?
Well, I just put them in a bowl. That's weird. I put them in a bowl. I don't eat them out of a bag.
Why not?
Because I like to look and go, that's how much I poured, not just hamna, 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 hamna. Then you can't see through the bag, and then that gets dangerous. It's like, I poured this bowl. This is what I'm having.
Well, how big's the bowl?
Like a
cereal bowl?
Yeah, but not the big. Yeah, like a cereal bowl. Like a little.
Is it like level with the rim of the cereal bowl, or is it heaping out?
It's a level. It's not heaping. It's not heaping.
Okay.
So anyway, he said what's helping with him is like when he's craving a cigarette. He said, normally a craving will go away in 10 minutes. So if you just go, you acknowledge, like, man, I really want that right now. Wait 10 minutes, and you'll feel differently.
But isn't that all I'm thinking about for 10 minutes?
But then, but you just go, think about that. That's your craving. Go keep yourself occupied. And 10 minutes later, you're like, oh, whatever. It's not worth it. Or if you go, it's not worth it for me to have a bowl, a peach.
Here's what you do, Jordan. You carry around the lighter. It doesn't work. And you're like, damn it.
I've been there with Bic lighters many a time. That's the most frustrating thing in the world.
Just carry that one with you. It's the only one you got, so you can never light it.
No way. I still carry a lighter.
I mean,
out of principle, I think it's important for anybody to be able to create fire at any instant.
Ooh, that's interesting. You'll always have a light, Jordan, even when you quit smoking.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that is important.
As a man.
This is a theory. Brad, looking for COVID silver linings. Cheer us up.
Is this me? Is
that's
it Brad?
You. That's
yeah, that's
you.
Why I said Brad.
Hi. I heard a ding. I was like, so I have an avocado tree. I live in Orange County, and I posted on Instagram if anybody wanted some free ones, and I got a lot of feedback. So I started ding-dong ditching my friends once a week, and I surplus all these avocados, and they don't know when I'm coming, but to keep my social distance, I just kind of ring their doorbell and kind of like the flaming bag of poop minus the flame and the poop, but it's great.
That is fun.
And they're really receptive to it. And then about a week later, they all text me like, oh my God, this guacamole is so good. So it's been really nice.
Doing something
nice. If guacamole is so good, shouldn't you say, holy moly? Like it's
guacamole, holy moly.
Holy moly.
Guacamole.
Okay, never mind. Brad, thank you so much, Brad. Adam has a COVID silver lining. Hey, Adam.
Hey, guys. So silver lining for me is I am typically working 40 to 60 hours a week, not spending much time with my just 3 and 5-year-old. They just turned 3 and 5.
Mm-hmm.
So after all this happened, I started working from home and spending a ton of time with the 2 little kids, and it's been a real blessing, and we're having a lot of fun.
Yeah, quality time with friends and family, very top of the list right there for a COVID silver linings. Now your kids actually know who you are.
Well, kind of, but they keep calling me a different name. I'm not sure why that is.
Oh. Hmm.
What's the name of the pool guy? thanks a lot, Adam. Julie's got a COVID silver lining. Hello, Julie.
Hey, hello, twins. So I had to quit my job and homeschool 3 of my kids, and my oldest is autistic. He's 11, and just spending time with him, you know, I realized that he actually is really smart with math. So I tasked him with something to do when it came to comprehension, and then all of a sudden, I was like, why is he taking so long to do his comprehension? He started doing the whole times table up to 14, just writing it down, and he was telling me, okay, this times this and this and this and this. I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, I just really appreciate the time that I have with my kids because I can see what they're capable of doing, especially my autistic child. And so I'm gauging into that, and I'm just pushing him and pushing him and pushing him to do math because he's like Rain Man.
Exactly. Wow. I was going to say, when he's 21, I'm taking him to Vegas, okay? So,
Uncle Frank.
Yeah, Uncle Frank's taking him to Vegas on his 21st birthday. Thank you so much,
yeah,
Julie.
That's pretty cool.
That's yay. Awesome to find out. Eric has a COVID silver lining. Hello, Eric.
Hey, how are you?
We're good.
So my silver lining is my son and I own a small CBD company in Westlake Village, California, and our dog sales for our handmade, handcrafted dog treats went through the roof.
CBD dog biscuits.
Wow.
Yeah, CBD dog biscuits, with people being at home all the time, realizing their dogs are as crazy all day as they are at night.
Right.
Yeah, this is stress, de-stress them.
Yeah.
Maybe you should pour a bowl of those, Heidi, and calm down a little bit.
Maybe I will. I love the CBD.
Thank you, Eric. Brady has a COVID-19 silver lining. Hello, Brady.
Hey, guys. Love the show. I'm so sorry to hear about Frosty being gone. My bigger silver lining of COVID was, as soon as everything hit and toilet paper was up and gone everywhere, I started reading online, and everybody was saying to buy a bidet, and I bought one. It's one you just install on your existing mm-hmm. toilet seat, yeah. And my eyes are open. I tell you, I will never, ever not own one again. Like, I bought one for my girlfriend's house, too, just because I couldn't not use one.
But seriously, you can't overuse it, because it'll make your brown eyes blue, I swear to God.
Dude, I
don't want to use it too much.
I've been eating Arby's more often just so I can use it more.
Oh, seriously, Brady. Come on now, seriously. Tony's got a COVID silver lining. Hello, Tony.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Tony.
Hey, I just called because I used to work 2 days out of the week, and I barely made any kind of money. Now with this unemployment, I'm making, like, way more money now, and it's allowed me to catch up on my debt. I'm almost debt-free. By the end of the year, I should have enough to pay off my student loan. And also, since I'm not going out or eating out, I'm saving, like, crazy money. So, like, all this debt that I had before that was giving me major stress last year, I'm killing it this year. I'm saving crazy money.
Wow.
And with mask wearing, you don't even have to, like, shave anymore. Just put on a mask and save even more money on razors.
Yeah, don't have to brush your teeth anymore either. Just put on a mask. Thank you so much, Tony. Yeah, saving the money. I'm glad he's using that government money to pay off his debt, not just go create more debt. That's mm-hmm. good for you, Tony.
Responsible.
Let's see. JoJo has a COVID silver lining. Hello, JoJo.
Hey, guys. Long-time listener. The big silver lining, I think, in my opinion, there was 400 shootings at schools last year, and with schools being gone, not a single child has been shot.
Yeah, you know what? That is true, JoJo. That is probably one of the biggest silver linings of COVID. Thank you so much for pointing that out. Let's see. Gabe has a silver lining. Hello, Gabe.
Hey, guys. Big fan of the show. I've been listening since Heidi did traffic.
Wow. Long time.
Yeah. So my wife and I are forced to work at home, so we decided to get a puppy.
Yay. What'd you get?
I got a black Labrador. His name is Kylo. We got him when he was 2 months old. He is the absolute love of our life, and we get to stay at home with him all day.
Oh, nice. During the puppy raising years, this is perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get to train him right.
That's right. Like Kylo, yeah. Like Kylo Ren?
Exactly, because he's black, and we have a white one. Her name is Maui. She's 10 years old, so we just have two Labradors that we just play with all day. It's great.
Nice.
Thank you, Gabe. Yeah, you get, I guess, during this COVID, you get more appreciation for the things you used to take for granted. I mean, obviously, your schedule was forced to change, and your ability is to go out. Because, I mean, it is an order, and we're doing this for each other, you know, as a group, as mm-hmm. humanity.
Right.
To follow those orders so we can thrive in the future and keep going. But more appreciation for the things that you take for granted, and a better grip on the challenges of other people face. I think as far as the movements that we see happening, if we had all the other distractions going on, it might not have been such a strong message, so loud that the world heard it. So I think maybe that's one of the silver linings from COVID-19, is that it actually did change the world, not always in a negative way, but maybe towards a positive way. And even something like this, something this big to actually shake it up. So
that is a good silver lining, yes.
Silver lining.
Absolutely.